Chapter 2. The Need for Irish Independence. Anna continued her story. The Irish farm workers were very poor and lived in one-room houses with a small area of land to grow their potatoes. This was the main crop in Ireland and very often the only food the poor people ate. About 90% of the population survived on potatoes. Every summer, the workers waited impatiently for the potato crop to appear. Although the landlord farmers grew cereals and other agricultural crops besides potatoes, they sold these to other countries. About 7 ships full of food left Ireland every day for places around the world. Then, disaster hit the country in 1845 and 1846 because a fungus infected the potato crop and the potatoes became soft and started to decompose. The farm workers had nothing to eat, and more than 1 million people died from starvation. Most of the English landowners didn't really care about their farm workers. Once they saw that their tenants couldn't pay their debts, they evicted them and demolished their houses. Some encouraged their tenants to emigrate to the USA and Canada with false promises of food and work there. Between 1846 and 1850, around 1 million Irish people emigrated to the USA, Canada, and England to escape the starvation and disease of the potato famine. The British government didn't really do anything to help the Irish population. They sent some corn to Ireland, but it wasn't enough. It was too little, too late. The terrible potato famine lasted about 6 years, but its effects lasted much longer. It caused a lot of anti-British feeling among Irish people. Slowly, over the second half of the 19th century, Irish politicians started to look for a political solution to the situation, and a movement for autonomy in Ireland started to grow. "Well, you can understand that, can't you?" said Ben. "Those poor Irish farm workers lived and worked in terrible conditions and made the English landowners rich, but received very little help from them in the famine. Of course they wanted independence from Britain."
"Exactly," answered Anna. "And for many Irish people, independence from Britain wasn't coming fast enough, so they decided to take action themselves. The Sinn Féin Party was established in 1905 to promote autonomy for Ireland. Sinn Féin is Irish for we ourselves. By 1913, they had their own army, the Irish Republican Army, IRA, and were ready to make real changes. On the 24th of April 1916, about 1,600 Irish rebels took possession of some important public buildings, including the post office in Dublin. One of the leaders, Patrick Pearse, stood on the steps of the General Post Office and read the Proclamation of the Republic, calling for total independence from Britain. The rebels only had a few guns and petrol bombs. Soon, they were fighting the powerful British Army's machine guns, artillery and battleships in the port. This fight became known as the Easter Rebellion, and a total of 1,350 people died in the fighting. After 6 days, the Irish rebels surrendered, and the British executed 14 of the leaders. These 14 men became martyrs to the Irish cause, and the idea of an independent Ireland became more popular among the Irish population. In December 1918, there was a general election, and Sinn Féin won 73 seats in the British Parliament. But they refused to sit in the Parliament in London and decided to form their own Parliament in Dublin. The British were furious and immediately sent troops to Ireland to re-establish British control and fight the IRA. By now, the Irish Republicans had more followers and their fighters were better organised. The Irish and the English fought until 1921, when the war ended with a treaty dividing Ireland into two parts. 6 counties in Northern Ireland remained under British control because they wanted this. The rest became the Irish Free State, later the Republic of Ireland, and the British surrendered control of it. Now do you understand, Ben?
I think so, said Ben. Thanks for the history lesson, Anna. You know so much about your country. How do you remember all that?
Well, I'm glad you're impressed, Ben, laughed Anna. Actually, I'm studying Irish history at university as part of my modern history degree. I could show you around a few interesting places and tell you their history if you like.
Oh, yes, I'd really like that, replied Ben. Who needs a guidebook with you around? What luck that I sat next to you on the plane. This is going to be a great holiday, Anna.